Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are changing the way we view the universe and also changing the way we view the world around us. And today we're very delighted to have with us Dr. Howard Weiner, professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School, author of an exciting new book. It's a great book. I've been reading it. And it's called The Brain Under Siege, Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease, and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure. You know, all of us, if you think about it, all of us probably have a relative or a close friend who's afflicted with multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, glioblastoma. These are the diseases of the brain. We're going to talk about them, and of course we have to caution ourselves by saying that there's no definitive cure for these diseases yet, and yet we know an awful lot about what causes them, and perhaps even one day have a pathway to curing some of these diseases. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I'm a professor of physics specializing in what is called string theory, and we think, though we cannot yet prove, that it is the fabled unified field theory. The theory that in an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God, in the words of Albert Einstein. So the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But today we're not going to talk about outer space. We're not going to talk about the 10th dimension. No, we're going to talk about inner space. We're going to talk about the most complex object in the known universe that sits on your shoulders, that is the human brain, with over 100 billion neurons, with each neuron connected to maybe 10,000 other neurons, making it by far the greatest mystery of inner space. And that's why we have with us today Professor Howard Weiner, professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School. And once again, the book's name is called The Brain Under Siege. So, Dr. Weiner, first question for you is, when you were a youth, think back, what steered you in the direction of medicine and then finally specializing in brain diseases?
Well, I was very interested in helping people, and I was very interested in how the body worked. So I liked the idea of trying to treat disease. I had disease in my family, and so that directed me to medicine. And then as I thought about the different stages of medicine or the different areas, and I was a philosophy major in college, asking big questions, it was very clear to me that the thing to study that was the most interesting and most unique was not the heart or the kidney that pump blood or clean the blood, but the brain, which is what makes us what we are. So I wanted to go to the most unique thing in the universe. That's how I chose the brain.
Okay, well, let's take these diseases one by one. We're talking about multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, ALS, glioblastoma, and the cure for these diseases are still elusive, but we've made progress in these directions. So first of all, multiple sclerosis. You're one of the world's leading researchers in this disease. First of all, explain to us, what are the symptoms of this disease?
So multiple sclerosis is a disease that comes and goes, although it can become progressive. And symptoms include loss of vision, staggering or loss of balance, weakness in an arm, or numbness in the body. Those are the classic symptoms. And over time, MS patients can be left with the inability to walk.
Okay. And I understand that these symptoms can masquerade like other diseases. So you have to, a physician has to be pretty sharp in order to identify that it's multiple sclerosis, right?
Absolutely. One of the big advances that we've had is the MRI scan. And by doing an MRI scan, we can identify 95% of people who have MS. We also might do a spinal tap. But if anybody out there worries that they might have MS, the thing to do is get an MRI scan of the brain, and that should identify it.
Now, as I understand, multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease. So in other words, the body attacks itself. So explain to us this mechanism of how is it that the body begins to attack itself?
So what you say is exactly right. The other major system in our body is the immune system, and the immune system evolved to fight off infection. Actually, with COVID, that's what the immune system does. Now, sometimes the immune system goes astray and thinks that part of our brain is actually like a foreign infection. So it's misdirected. One way to think of it is maybe you're infected by a virus or bacteria, and it has a structure on it, like a structure in the brain. And when it reacts against that structure, it goes to the brain and it thinks it's reacting against this bacteria or virus and attacks the brain. Another way to think of autoimmunity is like a kidney transplant. If you have a kidney transplant, we know someone will reject it, and that's done by the immune system because it recognizes the kidney is foreign. So in MS, the immune system goes astray, thinks the brain is foreign, and attacks it, and that's what it means, autoimmune.
Okay, and I understand that Mitt Romney, who ran for president of the United States, his wife is also afflicted with this, and this is actually a disease which is more common than we realize.
Absolutely. Ann Romney, who's Mitt Romney's wife, has been a patient of mine for many years, and I remember first seeing her and Mitt in our MS center where she had a fairly severe attack. We were able to shut it down with appropriate therapy. We gave her other therapy, and she's done well, so we're very excited about that. And she's helped us establish what's now called the Ann Romney Center, where we study these five diseases.
Okay, now, the question is, for a scientist, what causes this problem, given the fact that it seems to me the culprit is the body itself? What triggers the body to misread this disease?
I think there's two things that trigger it and cause a problem. Number one is that the immune system is a little bit off balance in the body, and there are cells that attack and cells that regulate. And some of the regulatory cells aren't developed in MS patients, and they're unable to regulate the immune system. So I think that's one of the major reasons. Other things that we're studying now, something called the microbiome, the gut. We think the gut and all the bacteria in the gut might be related to disease and could be related to MS.
Now, isn't this a rather new revelation? Because we think that the gut and the brain are miles apart, but now we think that they're part of the same system. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of diseases of the brain with Dr. Howard Weiner. And just remember that somebody in your family, chances are somebody in your family is afflicted or will be afflicted with one of these diseases. And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. So the number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Howard Weiner, professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School, author of an exciting new book, which is very readable and very exciting. The book is called The Brain Under Siege: Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure. Because, of course, we don't have definitive cures for multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, and glioblastoma. But before we go on to Alzheimer's disease, let me ask you a question about possible ways to perhaps control or make better the situation with regards to patients with multiple sclerosis, even though there's no definitive cure yet. What can be done?
Well, of all the diseases you mentioned, the ones that we have the best treatment for is MS. And we actually have 10 or 15 FDA-approved drugs. And so if you have MS, you should be on treatment, especially early forms of relapsing MS. And with the treatments we have, we can shut down the early attacks and perhaps help the progression of the disease. So there's hope. There's hope for people who have MS.
Okay, well, now let's go on to the big one. Some people call it the disease of the century, Alzheimer's disease, given the fact that the population of the United States is aging, and more we see the effects of it in Japan and Asia, for example. It is a huge problem there because the average family usually has somebody afflicted with this disease. So tell us a little about Alzheimer's. What is it and how does it progress, and maybe possibility of a cure one day?
Well, one of the things I do in my book, The Brain Under Siege, is I liken the brain to a crime scene. And what's at the crime scene, and how do we then solve the mystery and solve the crime? So the crime scene in Alzheimer's has three components. One component is something called amyloid. It's a sticky substance that causes damage to memory. A second component of the crime scene in Alzheimer's is a protein called tau, and trouble with memory is related to tau. And the third thing at the crime scene are cells called microglial cells, and these are cells that are inflamed, so it causes inflammation in the brain. So Alzheimer's is caused by excess amyloid, excess tau, and brain inflammation, and then this affects parts of the brain that have to do with memory, and that's why people with Alzheimer's have trouble with their memory.
Okay, and I have to say that my mother died of Alzheimer's disease, and it's heartbreaking. Watch it progress month by month, week by week. At a certain point, my mother didn't recognize her children. And at a certain point, she didn't even recognize herself. So isn't it true that the disease progresses with short-term memory being wiped out first and damaged, and then eventually long-term memory, and then finally basic functions of the body?
Absolutely, and I would share with you that my mother also had Alzheimer's disease, and I describe her story in The Brain Under Siege, and I also watched her go from loss of short-term memory, loss of longer-term memory, until she didn't recognize me. So the thing about Alzheimer's, it's progressive. It just keeps going as parts of the brain related to memory and function get destroyed. Now, interestingly, Alzheimer's doesn't affect motor function. People with Alzheimer's can walk and eat and everything normally, unlike, for example, MS or ALS. But the parts of the brain under siege with Alzheimer's are those related to memory.
Okay, now there's a theory, not accepted by everybody, that perhaps this protein that clogs up the brain, the amyloid protein, is a protein that is misshapen. And because it's misshapen, when it comes in contact with healthy proteins, it makes them become unshapen as well. And so you have a cascade of damaged proteins called prions or prions. So what do we know about what causes this gummy substance to gum up the brain? What causes it?
So I think that the amyloid accumulating, so first of all, one of the big risk factors of Alzheimer's is aging, okay, as you get older. So this abnormal protein, the amyloid, accumulates. It's always kind of accumulating. And when we're younger, the brain, these other cells and parts of the body are able to clean it out, to keep it clean. And as we get older, we can't clean it out as much. So it's a function of the body not being able to get rid of the amyloid. The other thing is that there are certain genetic factors. And if you have certain genes, one of them is called APOE4, you're at a higher risk because the body can't clear it out. And then there are certain very strong genetic factors, a presenilin gene. In fact, in the movie Still Alice, that Julianne Moore won an Academy Award, she had a dominant form of Alzheimer's where the gene just couldn't stop the production of amyloid. So it's caused by inability to clear the amyloid. That causes a cascade that affects tau and other cells.
You know, I once hosted a science program for BBC television where we mentioned the APOE4 gene, which has been implicated when it's damaged with Alzheimer's disease. And so they tested me on camera, and they wanted to see my reaction. And the first thing they asked was, do you want to know? do you want to know whether you have a propensity to have Alzheimer's disease? And I said, yes, better to know and plan for it rather than always to be under this cloud. And fortunately, I didn't have that mutated version. But this is coming, right? The fact that even though it's not fully deterministic, people will be tested for different genes that are linked to Alzheimer's. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. They will be tested for genes, and some people will be more susceptible. Even more interesting and potentially more exciting, people in the future, and not so long, in their 40s or 50s, who have no symptoms of Alzheimer's, they don't even know they have it, there may be blood tests that can show that you have a propensity for developing it, looking at something called tau in the blood. And that's going to be very important, because when we get treatments, we're going to want a treatment before they get Alzheimer's.
Okay, now the big question that everyone wants to know is, if by the time we're in our 80s, a good fraction of the human population has Alzheimer's disease, by the time you're in your late 80s, let's say, what ways do we have to cure or at least stop the progression of the disease? What's the status of finding a cure?
So right now, we really don't have any good drugs that will treat the disease, although there was a drug just approved, Aduhelm, aducanumab. There's some controversy about the FDA approving it, but it did have an effect, and there's more antibodies that help clear amyloid that are coming along. And then there's treatments that affect the other abnormality, tau, and also the inflammation in the brain. So what do you do if you're 80 and get Alzheimer's? Well, if you're 78 and you get it in 2 years, there won't be a lot of treatments. You could take one of these new treatments. If you're 40 and you get it when you're 80, by then I think we'll have some good treatments.
Okay, and the question is, if you do have a mutated version of genes responsible for Alzheimer's, and you are aging in your 70s and 80s, what measures should you take, if any, given the fact that the symptoms are going to come thick and fast as you get older? What should people do? Exercise, have a healthier diet, go for regular checkups? What should people do?
So everything you say is exactly right. One thing that's very important, actually, is exercise. So I think everybody should, but people in their 70s, you don't want to get Alzheimer's. Exercise is very important. Keeping intellectually active is important. Doing puzzles, writing, creating, music, whatever. Keeping your brain active, exercising, and a healthy diet. I think exercise and being intellectually active may be more important than a healthy diet, but a healthy diet is also important. Not too much red meat or processed foods.
And it used to be said that the only way to determine whether or not you really have Alzheimer's is to have an autopsy. But what about MRI scans and blood tests? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the disease of the century, Alzheimer's, and let's say a few things about Parkinson's disease as well. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to have your voices heard on 100 radio stations across the country. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is overseas for the annual G20 summit. He apologized to French President Emmanuel Macron over a submarine deal that went wrong.
What we did was clumsy. This was not done with a lot of grace.
The United States cut a secret deal with Australia to have them buy United States submarines instead of buying them from France. The Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal from healthcare workers in Maine to block a vaccine mandate. Maine is one of only three states not offering religious exemptions. The other two, New York and Rhode Island, also have been sued. In Maine, most healthcare workers have already complied with the mandate, but dozens have chosen to quit. The Supreme Court has previously rejected challenges from Indiana University students and teachers in New York City. This is USA Radio News. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois who's been one of the GOP's most vocal critics against former President Trump, is saying that he's going to leave Congress. Kinzinger said he won't seek re-election in 2022 after a new Illinois redistricting map put him in the same district as a more Trump-aligned Republican. Kinzinger was one of only a few House Republicans who voted earlier this year to impeach former President Trump over the January 6th Capitol attack. Kinzinger, who was one of two Republicans on the House committee investigating the January 6th attack, said more extreme elements have taken over politics and that dehumanizing others has become a path to survival. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plans to run for governor of New York, pledging to take on the powerful. She made the announcement on a video posted on Twitter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Howard Weiner, Professor of Neurology at Harvard Medical School, author of a very important book, also a very readable book. The book is called The Brain Under Siege, Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure. And again, cure for these diseases, but we're hot on the trail of very promising leads. And where we last left off, we were talking about Parkinson's disease. It used to be said that the only way to show whether you really do have Parkinson's disease is to have an autopsy. But of course, you have to perish before that autopsy is done. But what about with MRI scans, PET scans, blood tests? Is it possible now to detect the onset of Alzheimer's before the autopsy?
So the answer is yes. Right now there are blood tests that could be done, and also we can do PET imaging. We can image and see the amyloid in the brain. So if you're having trouble or there's a concern that you might have Alzheimer's, it can be diagnosed with a blood test and a PET scan, it's called, that'll show the amyloid in the brain. We can do it before you die.
And I understand that in animal studies with mice, for example, it's possible to clear out a lot of the junk, the amyloid and the misshapen proteins that accumulate in the brain. But these are more animal studies. So do we have any promising candidates out there that could help to clean out all this junk that accumulates in the brain of an Alzheimer's patient?
So the one area is these monoclonal or antibodies directed against amyloid. One was just approved. There may be controversy about it. It may not be that effective, but it was approved by the FDA, and there are more antibodies coming to clear it. At our hospital here at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, we're about ready to start a study of a nasal vaccine for Alzheimer's, where you give a nasal spray that stimulates the immune system and cells will go into the brain and clear out the amyloid. So that's where things stand.
Okay, well, moving on, let's take a look at the next disease that you mentioned in your book, and that is Parkinson's, yet another disease that afflicts mainly the elderly. Many people know of what happened to Michael J. Fox. He has these tremors and uncontrollable movements. But what are some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease?
So Parkinson's is a very interesting disease. In addition to tremors, people associate Parkinson's disease with tremors. But people with Parkinson's disease can have trouble with sleep. They can have hallucinations. They can have mental changes. They can have problems with their blood pressure. And they can also have problems in their gut. Sometimes one of the earliest symptoms of Parkinson's disease is actually constipation.
And I understand that a loss of sense of smell is also a potential warning sign. Is that right?
That's correct. I didn't mention that. Loss of smell is a potential sign. And in big epidemiological studies, they test people for smell and they see whether if the smell is off, could this person be getting Parkinson's disease? Because some of the nerves that go to the olfactory area, the smell area, can be affected in Parkinson's.
And I also understand that there is a way to put a probe directly into the brain to quell the area of the brain that's overexcited, called deep brain stimulation. However, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, or the website and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on the national radio on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Howard Weiner, Professor of Neurology at Harvard Medical School, author of an exciting new book, very readable, very important. The book is called The Brain Under Siege, Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure. Now, I understand that Parkinson's disease, some of the symptoms can be treated to a certain degree using dopamine and L-DOPA, that is, neurotransmitters of the brain. So how does that work? And is there hope that one day we may have a drug therapy for Parkinson's disease?
So the problem in Parkinson's disease, and I describe in my book, The Brain Under Siege, the brain as a crime scene. The crime scene in Parkinson's disease is a place called the substantia nigra. That's the name of it. But there's an area there where there's dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter, and the dopamine is lost. And because of the loss of dopamine, you get all the symptoms. Now, we can replace the dopamine by giving DOPA, L-DOPA, and other drugs. And so many people with Parkinson's can be treated by replacing the dopamine, okay? However, it isn't perfect, and the disease keeps going. And we can talk about it. The underlying cause is something called alpha-synuclein, which is a protein we'll talk about. But the main treatment for Parkinson's right now is to affect the dopamine system with drugs, and you can also do it with deep brain stimulation by putting something into the brain and stimulating areas in the brain.
I understand that situation with deep brain stimulation actually works if the origin of Parkinson's disease is an overactive cluster of neurons at a very precise location in the human brain. So by zapping that area of the human brain with electrodes, perhaps we can begin to bring some of the tremors under control. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. That's actually approved for people with Parkinson's disease. And deep brain stimulation is being used in other conditions as well. And many Parkinson's patients, not everybody, might have deep brain stimulation. Again, this is to help the symptoms of the disease.
Okay, so you talk about symptoms now. Now let's switch to the question of causes. Do people know what causes Parkinson's in the way that, for example, Alzheimer's may be caused by misshapen proteins? Is there a way of isolating what causes Parkinson's?
So the answer is yes. And the current theory is that Parkinson's is caused by a misshapen protein called alpha-synuclein. And in the brain of Parkinson's patients, there's something called Lewy bodies. And these Lewy bodies are made of alpha-synuclein. And the alpha-synuclein causes a lot of the problems. That's probably what drives Parkinson's disease. And to cure the disease so it doesn't progress, the doctors and scientists are trying to figure out ways to clear out or to stop the abnormal alpha-synuclein.
So in other words, in the same way that Alzheimer's may be treated by clearing out the misshapen amyloid protein, you're saying that Parkinson's may be one day put under control if we can clear out this misshapen alpha-synuclein, right?
Exactly. And so the abnormal proteins are important in many of these diseases, and can you clear them out? So in Alzheimer's, it's amyloid and tau. In Parkinson's, it's the alpha-synuclein. And in other diseases like the ALS, which we may talk about, it's another type of protein. The other interesting thing, and we talked about it a bit before, is the microbiome. And there's some suggestion that all the bacteria in our gut may be related in some way to Parkinson's. And some people think there's two types of Parkinson's, one that starts in the gut and goes to the brain, and then one that starts in the brain and goes down to the gut. So it's a little complicated, but we're understanding it better.
And isn't it strange that the symptoms seem totally disconnected? Loss of smell, having nightmares at night and you act out your nightmare, tremors. Let's take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of brain diseases, including ALS and brain cancer tumors. You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the Internet carrying Science Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Professor Howard Weiner, Professor of Neurology at Harvard Medical School, author of an exciting new book, The Brain Under Siege, Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure. And why should you care? Because chances are one of your close relatives will come down with one of these horrible, incurable brain diseases. So why not find out about what methods and measures you can take now to reduce the severity of these diseases? Well, when we last left off, we were talking about Parkinson's disease. Isn't it strange that the symptoms, the early symptoms of Parkinson's disease are so diverse? I mean, losing sense of smell, having extreme nightmares at night, tremors, and constipation. Isn't it strange that these things are all linked together by one disease?
It is strange, but obviously there has to be an explanation for it. And I think the explanation is that there's many nerve connections between different parts of the brain and the gut. And these nerve connections are affected in Parkinson's and probably affected by this abnormal alpha-synuclein. So it's a network. It's a network. Now, when you think about it, the brain and gut are connected. If you're nervous in your brain, you feel it in your gut. So we know just by simple logic that these systems are connected.
Okay, moving on now, let's talk about ALS. Of course, every physicist is familiar with ALS because Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, was afflicted by it and was able to make path-breaking discoveries in general relativity even while being paralyzed. So tell us a little bit about ALS, what we know about it, and one day, will there be a cure for it?
So, of course, one day there'll be a cure. The question is, how soon will that happen? ALS is called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and it's an interesting disease. It's different than these other brain diseases we've spoke about. It's a motor neuron disease. It's a motor disease, a disease that affects the motor system in the brain and spinal cord. So someone with ALS can become paralyzed or not being able to breathe, but their intellect is attacked. So Stephen Hawking, even though he was paralyzed, was able to do his physics. Of course, somebody with Alzheimer's couldn't do that. So it's a motor system disease that affects the ability of the brain to connect to your muscles.
And is there any cure? Is there any hope? Because, of course, it afflicts not just people who are old, but it affects middle-aged people and younger people as well.
So there is. There have been, you know, this is a tough disease. In people who come down with it, the average life expectancy, even with treatment now, is 3 to 5 years. There are some new FDA-approved drugs. One is called Edaviron, which helps a bit, but it really isn't a cure. And we're beginning to learn new ways to try and cure the disease. One interesting trial that's going on, there's a protein or a gene called SOD, S-O-D gene, and they're trying to do gene therapy in people with genetic forms, a specific genetic form of ALS. That may be one of the first real cures for a subset of ALS patients. Otherwise, for the sporadic or other ALS patients, it's figuring out ways to stop all the toxic effects on the motor neuron. The motor neuron is very susceptible to injury. It's one of the longest neurons in the brain. So where I'm sitting here in Boston, if I'm the beginning of a motor neuron and it you follow it, it would go all the way to New York. That's how long it is. So gene therapy that's being tried for genetic ALS and ways to protect the neuron from damage for sporadic ALS.
Now, with MS, it's believed that MS attacks the myelin sheathing surrounding the nerve. But what about ALS? What part of the neuron is being attacked, and what is attacking the neuron?
So I think the part of the neuron, it's the neuron itself, the cell body of the neuron. And I think there are abnormal proteins that accumulate in the neuron. They have names that, like FUS and other particular names that cause dysfunction. Also, the immune system in the brain, microglial cells and other cells can become inflamed. We're working on a treatment for ALS. And we think that there may be damage by the immune system in the brain, and we're trying to quiet that. We can do it in the mouse, and we're hoping to do it in people.
Okay, and lastly, you talk about a form of brain cancer, glioblastoma. However, some cancers can be controlled by immunotherapy that is augmenting the normal immune response of the body. However, I understand that glioblastoma is still outside the realm of cures. What are your thoughts?
You're exactly right. Glioblastoma is one of the worst cancers we have. It's in the brain. And it's very interesting, and what you say is right. The Nobel Prize was awarded for the use of the immune system to attack cancer, and there's drugs that release the immune system so it can attack the cancer. It doesn't work that well in glioblastoma. One of the reasons is that the glioblastoma puts up a defense. The tumor itself defends itself against the immune system coming in. So it blocks this effect, and that's why it doesn't work that well. So some of the treatments now are to stimulate the immune system in other ways to make it work in brain cancer.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. So, Dr. Weiner, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
My pleasure. Thank you. A wonderful show.
And once again, the book is called The Brain Under Siege, Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure, by Dr. Howard L. Weiner, Professor of Neurology at Harvard Medical School. And you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.